Peter Pitiful, Jack Barton. Early in the morning, Peter Pitiful quietly made his way through the empty streets of London, passed only by a haggle of gaggling drunks fresh from their boozy work party. He was a curious character, and much like the rats and mice that litter the streets of London, he was unfairly scorned for the world he occupied. Hood down, head down, and cap on, he slotted the last of tonight's leaflets into the cracks in telephone booth doors and made his way back to number 69. Everything about his evening up until this point had seemed entirely normal. He'd collected the leaflets at 2 minutes before midnight, as he always did. He'd made sure Cindy's pictures were straight and uncreased in prime position, as he always did. And he counted the number of pavement slabs between each telephone box, making sure to keep a tally just in case, as he always did. Yet this time, when he approached number 69 to collect his pay, something was different. A strange shift in his gait and almost momentum in his step. He swung the door open as enthusiastically as his meek persona would allow and, seeing clients waiting patiently, walked up to the front desk as calmly as he could manage. A raspy voice floated over the stained veneer counter.
"You got 'em all out, did ya?"
I did, Dawn.